Good evening. So when you praise God, and when you pray to God, how does that make you feel? What is that mindset that's going on in your head? What are you thinking? What are you praying towards? And what are you hoping to get out of it? When life has become difficult to you and you turn towards God, what attitude are you bringing towards God? Are you praising God? Are you praying to God because you're angry, because you're hurt, because you're looking for something, because you're trying to find some answers? Looking at Psalms 27, we can see an instance of David praising to God and praying to God. And when we read this, we can get a sense of his attitude towards God. Right in the beginning, he writes, "The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid?" When we read something like that, we get a sense of his attitude, and we get a sense of this confidence of God's power, of the sense that as long as God is in control, why should I be afraid? And when we look at David's life, we can see where this confidence from God comes in. We can see earlier, and we can see examples of when God was right there with him, when he had this confidence in God. And we can see the blessings that God bestowed towards David. And we see time and again that David can see his enemies before him, but he knows in his heart that they don't have a chance against God, because he knows that God is the ultimate power. And so when we pray to God, do we share that same confidence that David has? When you're praying, do you feel the confidence that you are speaking directly to the creator of the universe? Do you have the confidence that he is listening to your prayers? We can read in Proverbs, and it says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayers of the righteous." And in Peter, in 1 Peter 3:12, Peter writes, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to those who pray." And in 1 John, John writes, "It is this confidence that we have towards him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us." And then straight from Jesus, we can hear when he says in John, "If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." And then in Matthew, when he says, "Whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." We can see time and time again examples that God is listening to our prayers. And we can understand from reading this psalm that David has this understanding, that he knows that God is listening. And with that knowledge, what he writes in what he says in verse 4, when he says, "The one thing I ask of the Lord is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and seek him in his temple." David knows that he's speaking to the ultimate being in the world, and he knows that God is listening. And the only thing he asks for is for God to be with him, for God to bless him, and that God's will be done on earth. One thing for me personally, when I pray to God, sometimes I feel guilty praying to God, because when I look at the things that I want in my life, the desires I have, they feel so small in comparison towards the person that I'm talking to, the creator of all things. And when I read something like this, when I read David praising God, I can see that David isn't afraid, that he has this confidence in him, and that he knows that God's will be done, and that he doesn't need anything else in this world. And that's why the one thing he asks of the Lord is to be with God and to see God's will be done on this earth. And later on down in verse 11, we can see David ask towards God to teach me your way, Lord, and lead me in the straight path. And when I read that verse, it makes me think of something written in Proverbs. It's a verse that I personally struggle with sometimes, and it's something that Dave showed me towards. It's Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6, when it says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understandings, on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight." And we can see when David is praising God that he has that confidence that God is making his path straight. But for me, the struggle that I have, I'm sure it's maybe the struggle that some of you have, is that since we live in this world that so many people seek knowledge and understanding, and that we each try to better understand what's going around us, and we get confused when things don't make sense. And I personally struggle because when I find myself in times of trouble, I try to reason with myself to try and get an understanding of the situation, and I often fail because I don't have the answers for why things have gone wrong. And I go back to this Proverbs verse and I have to remind myself that God is in control. And I think that I should have the same confidence that David has. And that as long as I am on God's path, that he will lead me in a straight path. And I think the key wording that some of us seem to forget is that it's on God's path, not my path, not your path. Whatever I understand about the truths of reality doesn't matter when it comes to understanding what God's will is. And as far as understanding things, I know for me personally, when I was a child, I found it hard to understand sometimes some of the lessons that the Old Testament were trying to teach me. I understood the point of the New Testament. I understand the lessons, the examples of Jesus living a life on this earth, the miracles that he did, and the letters that followed after the gospel, these lessons speaking directly to churches, but also speaking to us 2,000 years from now, and this advice that we can gather from that. But as a child, I struggled understanding the Old Testament because it seemed further for some reason, and sometimes things didn't make sense, even especially when we look back with our own cultural views of 2016, and we get confused as to how things were different 2,000, 3,000 years ago, and we get stuck on these issues and we lose focus of the point of the Old Testament. And I personally understand now why we study the Old Testament, why it is an important part of the Bible, one that it shows God's power. We can see not only in the beginning God creating the world, but we can see God time and again working in the world. But secondly, that we as Christians need to understand that everything leads up, is everything in the Old Testament is leading up to Jesus. That the covenant, that the struggles and the prophecies lead to Jesus. And even as a child, I failed to understand the purpose of Psalms. That these are examples of praises towards God, prayers towards God, to God, from some of the most spiritually minded humans that God has ever created. That these are examples of devotions towards God. And that we can draw from these Psalms something in our daily lives today. And when we read Psalms 27, we have to look at this confidence that David has. Time and again, he uses examples of enemies coming at his door, at enemies trying to take the world from him. But David's not afraid of that because he knows that God is in control and that God has the power. And I think as a child, I didn't understand that the Bible is here to inspire us, to not only teach us, but it's a way for God to speak to us directly. And that in this Psalms, this is an example of how to live a godly life. At the end of Psalms, David ends it with this: I remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart. And wait for the Lord. At the end here, we can see that David understands that there is good in the world. And that if he can seek God, that he will find God. But the part that I draw the most important from this is the part where he says, wait for the Lord. And we know it's important because he repeats it. He says, wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. David has this confidence in God that he might himself not understand, but he understands this. As long as he stays on God's path, that God will make his way straight for him. He knows that bad things will happen. He knows that enemies will come at his door and that they will seek to devour him and that enemies will always be after him. But he has this confidence that God is looking out for him. That even though there's enemies at his door, as long as he can wait for the Lord and be strong and take heart, that God is in control and that God has the power. In this, we can understand that we need to have the confidence of David. I personally, when I lean on my own understandings of the world, that sometimes I get scared. And that's understandable because the world we live in is not a good world, not even a great world at times. And at times we do our best, and it seems that our enemies still get the upper hand on us. And we feel that we are losing this war with ourselves and with the world. And we let this fear take hold of us. And sometimes we forget that we have a living God. That when we pray to God and when we praise God, that he is listening to us. And we forget to have this confidence when we come to God, that we are speaking directly to the Creator of the world. That even though we might struggle in this life, and that even though we might be angry, or even though we might be afraid, we should have this confidence that God is in control. And we cannot forget. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord.